Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on carving a bassline from scratch for jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. The goal here is not just to make a bass sound that's cool on its own. We want something that locks into fast breakbeats, keeps the sub heavy and centered, brings some gritty mid-range character, and still leaves plenty of room for the drums and atmosphere to breathe. That balance is what makes a proper DNB bassline feel powerful instead of messy. We're going to build this using stock Ableton devices in a beginner-friendly way, so you can recreate it right away. And as we go, we'll mix the sound as we build it, because in drum and bass, sound design and mixing are basically part of the same job. First, set your project up for the style. A good tempo for jungle and old school DNB is usually somewhere between 160 and 174 BPM, and a very nice sweet spot is around 165 to 172. If you're not sure, start at 170 BPM. That gives you a classic energetic feel without being too extreme. Now create a few tracks. I'd suggest a drums track, bass sub, bass mid, and optionally bass top or texture. You can also keep an FX or atmosphere track if you want space around the bass. Splitting the bass into layers makes mixing much easier. The sub can stay clean and mono, while the mid layer can be dirty, moving, and characterful without wrecking the low end. Before we design the sound, write a simple bass MIDI pattern. A lot of beginner basslines fall apart because they try to do too much. Jungle bass often works because of rhythm and space, not because of complex notes. Start with one bar. Try something simple like a low C note on beat 1, a short hit around beat 2 and a little later in the bar, and maybe another note on beat 3 or 4 with gaps in between. The exact notes are less important than the groove. Think about answering the breakbeat rather than sitting on top of it. The bass should feel like it's dancing with the drums. Keep the notes in the lower register at first. C1 to G1 is a great starting range for a sub-heavy DNB line. If you want movement later, you can duplicate the pattern and shift a layer up an octave, but start simple. Now let's build the sub-layer. Create a new MIDI track called Bass Sub and add Operator, EQ8, and Utility. In Operator, use Oscillator as a sine wave. Keep it mono, or at least monophonic in practice, so only one note plays cleanly at a time. Set a quick attack, something like 0 to 5 milliseconds, a short decay if needed, and a release that's not too long, maybe 50 to 120 milliseconds. The sub should feel smooth and controlled. If you want a tiny bit more character, you can add a little saturation later, but only very gently. After Operator, use EQ8 to clean the bottom. High pass around 25 to 30 Hz to remove rumble you don't need. If the sub sounds boxy, you can dip a little around 200 to 300 Hz, but keep the EQ moves minimal. The sub is supposed to be boring on purpose. That boring low end is what makes it sound huge. Then put Utility on the track and make the bass mono. Set width to 0%, or use mono mode if you prefer. The sub must stay centered. This is absolutely crucial for jungle and DNB, especially if the track ever hits a club system or gets some to mono. Now for the mid-bass layer, which is where the personality comes from. Create a new track called Bass Mid and add Wavitable or Operator, then Saturator, Autofilter, EQ8, Compressor or Glue Compressor, and Utility. If you use Wavitable, start with a saw or square-based sound. Keep it monophonic. You can place the oscillator an octave above the sub or in the same general area, depending on how thick you want it. Use a low-pass filter and bring the cutoff down until the tone feels darker and more focused. A bit of resonance can add that classic nasal DNB edge. If you prefer Operator, you can use a saw or square shape and filter it down for a simpler old-school feel. Either way, the idea is the same. This layer gives the bass some grit, motion, and presence. Now add Saturator. This is where the mid layer starts to speak on smaller speakers. A drive amount of 2 to 8 dB is often enough. Turn soft clip on if needed, but keep an eye on the output level. You want thickness, not harshness. Next, use auto filter for movement. A low pass or band pass filter works well. Automate the cutoff so it opens and closes over time. Even small movements can make the bass feel alive. In old school jungle, a bass line often feels interesting because it moves just enough to stay animated without becoming a giant wobble effect. Then use EQ8 to make room for the drums and the sub. High pass the mid layer somewhere, around 90 to 130 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. If the bass sounds muddy, cut a little in the 200 to 400 Hz area. If it gets harsh or pokey, tame some of the upper mids around 2 to 5 kHz. Again, small moves. If needed, use a compressor or glue compressor very lightly. This is just for control. A ratio around 2 to 1, a moderate attack, and a gentle amount of gain reduction is enough. Don't squash it to death. We're after groove and punch, not flatness. Now blend the sub and mid together and listen as one bass system. The sub should carry the weight, and the mid should add character on top. If the mid is louder than the sub, the track will lose depth. If the sub is too loud, it can crowd the breakbeat. So balance them carefully. At this stage, check the bass in mono. This is a very important habit. Use utility on the bass group or master. Temporarily set width to zero and make sure the bass still feels solid. If it falls apart in mono, something is wrong with the phase of the stereo processing. Now let's add movement in a musical way. In jungle, a bass line doesn't need wild sound design to feel alive. Often it's the little things. Filter movement, small changes in note length, a few velocity differences, or a note that opens up slightly before a fill. Try automating the filter cutoff on the mid layer. You could open it a bit on longer notes and close it on short stabs. You can also vary note lengths in the MIDI editor. Short MIDI notes are actually a great groove tool. Sometimes tightening the length gives more bounce than adding extra notes. Think drums first, bass second. That's a huge mindset shift for this style. The bass should feel like it's weaving around the breakbeat, not sitting on top of it. If the groove feels weak, simplify before you add more layers. A lot of the time, the fix is fewer notes, not more processing. Now let's make room for the drums. The bass has to cooperate with the kick, snare, and break transients. If your kick has energy around 50 to 80 HC, keep your sub stable but not overblown. If the snare feels weak, check whether the bass is crowding the 180 to 250 HC area. If the whole break sounds muddy, you may need to carve a little more out of the bass around 200 to 400 HC. You can use sidechain compression too, but keep it subtle. In old school jungle and DNB, heavy sidechain pumping is not always the move. A gentle compressor on the bass group, triggered by the kick, can create enough breathing room without making the groove obvious. Use a low ratio, fast attack, moderate release, and only a few dB of gain reduction. If your bass needs extra bite or presence, you can create a top texture layer. Make another track called bass top or texture and use a wave eatable, operator, or even a sampled hit. Then high pass it aggressively, maybe somewhere between 200 and 400 HC, and keep it quiet. This layer is only for edge, attack, or movement. You don't want it taking over the low end. Once your layers are working, group them into a bass bus. On the bus, use a Q8, glue compressor, utility, and maybe a little saturator if needed. Use a gentle high pass around 20 to 30 HC, and if the whole bass feels muddy, a tiny dip around 250 HC can help. The glue compressor should only add a little cohesion. You're gluing the layers together, not crushing the life out of them. Now think about arrangement. A good DNB tune doesn't just loop the same bass line forever. It evolves. A common structure is intro, build, drop, breakdown, and another drop with variation. You can make the bass more interesting by repeating a motif for 4 or 8 bars, then changing one note, muting a hit, before a fill, opening the filter a bit more, or adding a tiny octave lift in the next phrase. A very useful beginner trick is call and response. Instead of one constant bar, make the bass answer itself. Maybe bar 1 has a low stab, bar 2 has a small silence and then a response note, bar 3 repeats the idea, and bar 4 adds a little fill. That gives the line a conversation feel, which fits jungle really well. You can also use velocity shaping. If repeated notes feel too mechanical, make the first note slightly louder, the second softer, and the last one hit a bit stronger again. Tiny changes like that can make a loop feel much more human. Another classic trick is the octave switch. Every 4 or 8 bars, lift one note up an octave briefly, then return right back down. It creates tension without turning the bass into a lead. And don't be afraid of ghost notes. Very quiet short notes between main hits can add bounce and old-school movement. Just use them sparingly so they don't clutter the pocket. If you want a darker or heavier flavor, try a restyle variation on the mid layer. Use two slightly detuned saws in Wave Eatable, filter them down, and keep the sub separate underneath. The reese movement should be felt more than heard. That gives you a tense rolling energy without losing clarity. A very cool old school move is resampling. Once the bass line works, print it to audio, chop it up, reverse a hit, pitch a stab down, and re-import it. That kind of editing can give you gritty, evolving jungle energy fast. It's also a great way to discover ideas you wouldn't have programmed from scratch. Let's finish with a quick practice challenge. Build a 4-bar jungle bass loop at 170 BPM with one clean sub layer and one mid layer. Keep the sub mono and stable, Give the mid layer some filtering or saturation, and make sure the rhythm leaves space for a breakbeat. Include at least one automation move over the four bars. Aim for a loop that feels like it wants to continue, not one that feels crowded. Then, if you're feeling confident, expand that into a 16-bar phrase. Make the first four bars your main motif, the next four bars a variation, then a stripped-back section, and finally bring it back with a fill or an octave lift. That kind of contrast is what makes a bass line feel like part of a real track. So the big takeaways are this: build bass in layers, keep the sub clean and mono, let the mid layer carry the character, use EQ and saturation with intention, and always leave space for the drums. If you focus on rhythm, separation, and control, your bass will start sounding like it belongs in a proper jungle tune. And that's the foundation. In the next step, you can take this same patch and push it toward rolling DNB, darker jungle, rave bass, or even heavier modern movement. But the core idea stays the same: clean low end, strong rhythm, and just enough chaos to keep it alive.